You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avs going cupping tonight. Must win cup action for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ohio State Rutgers as well this weekend. And in a, I would think we would all assume, is a don't screw it up moment so we can get to Michigan and then to pants them in public. But Shador's first start. And there's a guy right now that we're going to bring on that's the perfect guy to have this discussion about Shador, the state of the Browns, the season that Myles Garrett's having. On the Fan Hotline, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you guys, man. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday to y'all.
Well, we're always loving a good Football Friday. This one, there's a little more juice just because it's Shador's first start. I know this is a loaded question, but it's the kind of question I like to ask. Baldy, what are your expectations for Shador on Sunday against the Raiders?
I'm a little bit higher on Shador, I think, than other people. And, you know, people that just read the stat page and what he did in the second half last week. But, I mean, I thought he did some good things. I thought he showed toughness. His feet were in the ground. He didn't have happy fat feet, even when safeties were blitzing him and Kyle Hamilton was beating the running back for protection. And I thought he hung in there, took some hits, made a couple of plays, got him in position to tie the game up at the end of the game down there on the 25-yard line. Probably like to have, you know, one or two throws back. But, you know, he put one right in Loverdane's hands. He got knocked out with a chance to tie it. I think, you know, a week of work, I think he'll feel a little bit better. I think the things that he said at the end of the game last week were important. When he's talking about, like, this is a detailed business. I need to know what my guys are thinking. I need them to know what I'm thinking. You know, if Jerry Jeudy is, you know, running a curl in a cover three, I got to know if he's coming back to the ball, if he's just going to stand there and wait for the ball. He's got to know these kind of things, and that's what practice does. So I'm anxious to see how he performs after a week of practice right now.
How much difference can that week of practice actually make, though? Because I feel like we've described a few things with Shador, and people are like, well, you can't fix the running backwards all in 1 week. And it's like, but you can't do a lot in a week, though, Coach.
Well, you could. I mean, it's a lot more than, I mean, he's going to have a meaningful snap since August, you know, and he was hurt at the end of training camp. So really, you got to go back almost 4 months before he really had a snap. So I don't know how anybody, I mean, if I was the right guard, I wouldn't be any good, you know, without any work in 4 months. So I don't know what people were expecting, you know, with no work, now that they found out that he wasn't getting any reps. So I think it can improve. It can help. I mean, the Raiders are not a good defense. You got to handle Max Crosby, but, you know, that there's ways to handle that. You know, it'd be good if they could run the ball a little bit. They couldn't run it at all last week for the most part. So, you know, I think, you know, get the running game going. That's what it's kind of built around. And, you know, I think he'll make good decisions with the football. But, you know, the only way to evaluate any of these guys, any of them, is by playing them. And so let's just start the evaluation with, it's not a lot of work, it's not a lot of practice, but let's begin the evaluation to find out if this guy can be a player, a starter, a backup, whatever he's going to be. But we can't do it. You can't make any evaluations until you get out there and play.
So with that, Baldy, we were talking about that first, the opening drive sequence, right? Everything that I know about Kevin Stefanski tells me he's going to say, we're going to settle the kid in. We're not going to make a lot of big plays. We're just going to try and slow and methodically go down the field to let him settle in. Whereas I kind of think, man, you need a couple big plays early to get that idea of a threat that Shador can make those big plays down the field that Dylan can't, to kind of wake the Raiders up a little bit and maybe get them on their heels. Philosophically, how would you like to see the Browns handle the first drive or two with Shador? Do you just play it safe, or do maybe you try and push the ball down the field early?
Well, I mean, you know, last week, I mean, it was just, you know, okay, let's get the ball to Tillman for 5 yards. Let's get the ball to Njoku for 7 yards. I mean, it was kind of like, let's just get him some completions and get him comfortable back there. And that's, you know, like Njoku just, you know, a delayed tight end over the middle. I mean, some pretty simple completions to start. And, you know, and then, you know, he gets sacked by Kyle Hamilton and, you know, he fumbles. But I just think all quarterbacks need to settle into a game. It's on the road. It's going to be loud. You know, he's never seen the Raiders before. I don't think he's going to have big eyes for the situation or anything like that. I think he's going to be pretty calm. But I believe in just settling the guy in and getting him some completions, getting him a little bit of confidence. I think every quarterback benefits from that. There's times to take a shot down the field. I mean, if you looked at that Denver-Kansas City game, I mean, Sean Payton on the fifth play of the game took a deep shot like you're describing by Bo Nix. They didn't make it. But at the same time, they never stopped taking their shots. And then at the end of the game, when they needed a big play, they got it for 43 yards and won the game because of it. So, I think a couple completions, a screen here and, you know, a check down there. I mean, those are basics for any quarterback to kind of get comfortable.
Browns have the worst graded offensive line, according to PFF. Their number one wide receiver is Jerry Jeudy, who's not having a particularly good year. He's led the league now for the second straight year in drops. I say all this just to kind of point out some of the obstacles, whether it was Joe Flacco who didn't play well, Dylan Gabriel who didn't play well. Like, is the expectation that Shador even looks, I don't know, average or competent, is that even something that seems hard to put on him playing with this team in this offense?
Quarterbacks can overcome a lot. You know, I mean, I thought Flacco played good. They lost to the Ravens week one. If they could have caught the ball, they would have beaten the Ravens. You know, they drop a lot of passes. It's not a good receiving core. From top to bottom, it's not good. The tackles aren't good. I don't know how many different tackles they played this year, a bunch. But, I mean, all those things are excuses. Shador played behind a terrible offense line at Colorado, and this is not anything to do with the NFL at all, but he was used to running for his life and taking hits and making throws. So and he's built, like, he's a pretty tough kid. He's built pretty good, you know, for the position to take those hits. But
coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
No quarterback wants to have that done. Like, you know, nobody's going to play good if they're just getting whacked. So, but, you know, look, the roster is what it is. Like, it's up to the quarterback to see if he can elevate some of these guys. That would be a sign that, you know, maybe he's got some of the goods that you need, you know, to make the evaluation if he can be a starter or not.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the fan hotline here with Nick and JP ahead of Shador's first start, the 11th game of the season for the 2-8 Cleveland Browns. So, big picture, Browns statistically in pretty much every category have the worst offense in the NFL. How many offensive players away do you think this Browns team is from being able to hold their own and give that defense a chance to win them some games?
Well, you need a left tackle. I mean, you need the next Joe Thomas, whoever that's going to be. I mean, you need that type of player out there. That would help. That would help Petonio, Pochick, Wyatt Teller, if they're all going to be here next year. I think you can find a right tackle. I think the running backs are fine. The two tight ends are okay. And, you know, you need some wide receivers that have some juice that can beat one-on-one coverage, you know, and can catch the football and do something with it after the ball. So, you know, I think defensively, they're pretty good. I mean, they're very good. Schlesinger and Graham were exactly what you could have hoped for. But, you know, I think you definitely need a left tackle. You definitely need a big-time receiver. So, I mean, I think that's where it would start right now.
Baldy, you've been watching and taking in football and playing football your whole entire life. Where does Myles Garrett rank all-time for you as far as pass rushers?
Well, I mean, I played with Reggie White and I played against Bruce Smith. I mean, those are the two best of all time. He has a chance. I don't know how long. I don't think Myles wants to play till he's 38 years old. I just don't. You talk to him about it. He's on pace here to catch maybe both those guys if he stays in it long enough. You know, he could break the sack record this year. So he's going to be in that company. He's going to be in that, you know, rare category of Reggie and Bruce. I mean, he's got that type of ability. Those are probably the two best. I mean, there's other great pass rushers in his business, but, you know, from just a talent standpoint, Bruce Smith was the first pick of the draft. Reggie White, if he was in the NFL draft, would have been the first pick. So, you know, Myles was the first pick. You know, that's really what you want. You know, when you're picking at the very top of the draft, you want the best athlete with, you know, the best composite of physical traits. And he has all those, and then he's producing. So he's kind of unblockable by one guy, just the way Bruce was and Reggie was. I think both those guys had more help than Myles has. I'm nothing against, you know, McGuire or, you know, anybody that's out there right now. But, you know, sometimes I feel like it's a one-man show and they kind of gang up on him, but he still knows how to beat that.
Baldy, looking across the defense, obviously we've watched Carson Schlesinger ball out this year. Mason mm-hmm. Graham was the fifth pick in this draft. How many other building blocks do you see on this Browns defense?
I think you could use if Miles is going to be here for a long time, like it looks like, I would think, like if you watched last night's game, you know, I mean, Will Anderson is a beast, but he's got Danielle Hunter on the other side. Like, I feel like Miles needs, they've been looking, and they've had some guys, but I feel like he needs a guy opposite him that can really, you know, turn the corner. Maybe not like him, but they can really turn the corner. I think the linebackers, Bush and Schlesinger, are good. Denzel's having a really good year. They probably need a slot corner and probably, you know, a safety that can take the ball away. The way we saw, you know, the safety last night take the ball away. I mean, I think if you got an end, maybe one more corner and a safety, I think Schwartz would be in pretty good shape right now.
How hard will it be to keep Schwartz here at the end of the season? Obviously, we don't know what will happen, but like if Stefanski does end up getting fired and you have to change over coaching staffs, is that impossible that he'd be able to stay with the Browns and just kind of you bring in a new coach and they'd be like, all right, Schwartz, your defense has been awesome. We're going to keep you here as well.
Well, I mean, that's up, you know, if they make a change, that's up to the new regime. Whether they want to keep him or if they have their own guy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and if Schwartz wants to stay, I mean, there's a lot of decisions to be made. It's not just up to Jim. It's just up, you know, so it's kind of a loaded question. I understand it, but, you know, I think Schwartz enjoys coaching these guys, but I would think that Jim wouldn't mind, you know, interviewing for one of these jobs that's going to come open either. You know, the guy's got real skill, you know, but I think the guys really love playing for him. And so I think he's comfortable in the spot that he's in. But, you know, it's got to be a good fit all the way around for him. If there is a new coach, if there's other new parts to the regime here, who knows? And I'm not suggesting anything because I don't know. But, you know, if there's other changes, it's not just all up to him.
Baldy, great stuff as always. Always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend watching a plethora of awesome football.
I plan on it. You too, guys.
Thank you so much there. That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the Fan Hotline, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Great stuff with Baldy. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns and just how many offensive players are the Browns away. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.